This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A crowd of people today gathered outside the jail where Sayarhe Tsihanouskas was being held. He's the husband of presidential candidate Svyatlana Tsihanouskaya. Tsihanouskas celebrated his 42nd birthday behind bars while over 300 people cheered for him outside. His 37-year-old wife has been thrust into the spotlight after taking over the presidential campaign of her husband, who was detained in late May in what critics say was a politically motivated move. Lithuanian and Latvian parliaments approved resolutions today calling for new transparent presidential elections in Belarus. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is telling French President Emmanuel Macron in a phone call it is not acceptable to interfere in Belarusian internal affairs and to put pressure on their leadership. Tsihanouskas has been a vocal opponent of the regime of Lukashenko, who has run the country for the past 26 years and is seeking a sixth presidential term in office. More than a dozen rockets struck Kabul on Tuesday, wounding at least 10 people, including children, prompting some foreign embassies to order a lockdown. Francis McGuire reports.
This was the moment a rocket struck the Afghan capital, Kabul. One of more than a dozen to hit the city Tuesday. Officials said at least 10 people, including children, were wounded, and foreign embassies went into lockdown when the attack took place. Just hours before, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had attended an event in Kabul to celebrate the country's Independence Day. The attack also comes at a politically sensitive time for Afghanistan. The U.S. is encouraging peace talks between the government and Taliban insurgents.
Francis McGuire reporting. This is VOA.